We're going to talk about the prospect of an international conference on the Middle East with Brett Stevens, who's in Jerusalem, where he's editor-in-chief of the Israeli English-language Jerusalem Post, and with Hassan Khatib, who is director of the Jerusalem Media and Communication Center and is now in Ramallah on the West Bank. First, Brett Stevens, what do you think the Israelis would actually see as positive, if anything, about an international conference this summer?
Well, the idea that there might be some negotiated way out of the situation has an appeal to a certain segment of the Israeli public. But I think that Israel, over the past 8 years, or a lot of Israelis, have grown wary of the idea of a negotiated settlement simply because they tried Madrid and it didn't work, and they tried Oslo and it didn't seem to work. And right now, the proposals for a conference, as you said, are so vague that it's very unclear where this is leading. The only thing that Israelis, I suspect, will not like is the composition. The UN, the EU, and Russia have been traditionally hostile or indifferent to Israeli interests, with only the U.S. as a perceived ally. And so I think some Israelis might feel that the deck is already stacked against them.
Hassan Khatib, do the Palestinians see anything positive about a conference generally or about the sponsorship of this conference?
There is mixed feelings. The initial response on the official level was positive. On the public level was sort of indifference. But Palestinian officials and commentators and analysts have been, in general, positive. Number one, because it reflects a growing international attention. Number two, it reflects also collective efforts on international level, because the Palestinians believe that one of the defects of the current peace process is that it was solely sponsored by the United States, which did not prove to be balanced in its sponsorship between its strategic ally, Israel, and the Palestinians.
Let's say that things can get so far as a successful ceasefire and a conference and some kind of diplomacy. Does either side see what's on the table right now as simply a continuation of where things were before the Al-Aqsa Intifada, as it's called, or is the clock set way back before that? First of all, Brett Stevens, can the Israelis imagine saying, well, before all the violence happened, let's see where we were?
I think that's very difficult. One of the things that many Israelis have said is that the last 20 months have been what's routinely called an unmasking of Yasser Arafat and of the Palestinian Authority. The feeling in Israel is that the Palestinian Authority was offered a very generous compromise from the most politically pragmatic government that Israel was ever likely to see, and that not only was that compromise rejected, but was met with violence. I don't think that you can simply say, okay, let's just pretend that the last 20 months didn't happen.
Hassan Khatib from the Palestinian side?
Yeah, well, I agree with the conclusion. I think it's practically difficult to start from where we ended, although this is the Palestinian position, and the Palestinians, I think, will never accept to start from a different point. But this is probably not going to be possible because of the dramatic change in the composition of the Israeli government now compared to these previous situations. Now we have in power in Israel the same political personalities and leader who was at the center of the opposition to the peace process. I mean, Sharon was simply the person and the party that was fighting in order to prevent this peace process from happening. That's why it's difficult to imagine Israel willing to resume the negotiations from the point it stopped.
Both of you coming at this from very different positions and with different arguments have expressed some pessimism about what's likely to happen at an international conference. I wonder, could you each give us, perhaps, before we leave the subject, your best case of what might come up, if it's really unlikely that you're going to pick up from where things were before and have an agreement that would lead to lasting peace, what might come out of an international conference? First, Mr. Khatib.
Well, simply resuming the peaceful negotiating relations instead of the confrontational relations is positive by itself. But anything short than complete end of the occupation in return for complete and comprehensive peace and security for Israel and the others in the region will not be good enough to ensure lasting and comprehensive peace in the region.
And Brett Stevens of the Jerusalem Post, what do you think, short of the miraculous, might come out of diplomacy this summer that might in some way improve things?
You know, I have to say I'm very skeptical that anything can come out of it. I mean, what the administration has proposed is something like trying to move from a first date to an engagement in one swoop. I mean, you know, we have the withdrawal from Ramallah, and suddenly we're moving towards global peace talks, which seem to me ill-defined and much too ambitious. The fear in Israel is simply this. First, that Arafat can't be trusted to deliver that peace, and second, that even if he could be trusted to deliver that peace, Israelis don't feel confident that could be lasting, because what happens after Arafat dies? What happens with Hamas? What happens with Islamic Jihad? And so on.
And Hassan Khatib, the Israelis, obviously, Ariel Sharon believes that he'd much rather deal without Yasser Arafat. Obviously, the Palestinians would rather deal without Ariel Sharon. Can you imagine these two men actually at some point conducting some sort of negotiation together?
First of all, I cannot imagine successful, peaceful negotiations between any Palestinian leadership, had it be Arafat or whoever, and Sharon. That's why, in my view, this peace process that is based on the international legality and Sharon's ideology and political strategy are incompatible, and I think this is the core of the problem.
Ghassan Khatib, director of the Jerusalem Media and Communications Center, and Brett Stevens, editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Post, thank you both very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.